This is the fourth segment in a series profiling Laura Baker Services Association, who provide housing, educational, and support services for individuals with intellectual and developmental disabilities. The idea is to present a more holistic view of the provider industry itself and of LBSA, from challenges to triumphs to ways in which we can enrich each other's lives. Today, we're highlighting the value of care providers in our local communities. We'll discuss how partnerships between community organizations are helping address gaps and improve the quality of life for those with developmental disabilities, as well as help the community overall. My guests today are with the Community Action Center. Scott Wapata is the executive director, and Anika Richner is the program director. Thank you two for being here. Appreciate that. Scott, I'm going to ask you first to just give us an idea of what the CAC is and what you do.
Sure. So CAC is the Northfield opportunity to meet the basic needs in our community. We do a lot of different supports. Currently, that looks like providing food supports for families in our community through our food shelf, through a community meal, and a lot of other ways. We do employment supports to help people gain employment. We do a lot of housing work, from emergency shelter to supportive housing. We do clothing, transportation, youth programs, and people know us in a lot of different ways. But at the end of it, our mission is still centered on a healthy, caring, and just community. So we think a lot about not so much our actual programming. We think a lot more about the opportunity to empower members in our community to get involved in justice work. And that means being involved in CAC's mission of creating that just community. And so we champion a lot of efforts from community members and volunteers to get involved in everything we do to make sure our community is supported.
And how does that, the partnership that you have with LBSA, how does that work?
Sure. So really what we look at is an opportunity to walk alongside a wonderful organization like Laura Baker and think about just sharing in the mission. They do some really incredible work. And as kind of an agency of in Northfield for us to be looking at how we support everybody in this community, we've just really listened to and learned a lot from Laura Baker on some of the struggles they have, some of the real key issues that some of their employees face. Mm-hmm. And the way we think about it is Laura Baker is just a really wonderful micro community within Northfield that we have an opportunity to support in a really innovative way with the same supports that we're doing everywhere else.
What was it that prompted the partnership? Was there something specific that happened?
One of the beauties of Northfield and kind of this town that's really thoughtful about how we work together hinges on relationships. And so some of the relationships are personally between leaders and Sandy Gertis or myself or Anika, but it's also about organizational relationships. And so CAC and Laura Baker have been doing work together in this community for a long time. And really the origin of this was just hearing each other. And so in meetings between leadership, we heard from Sandy and their leadership, some of the struggles they've had around employee retention and kind of digging deeper in terms of why the employee retention issues were happening, and just realized at some point there was an opportunity that CAC actually was doing some of the work that might specifically really benefit Laura Baker employees.
All right. And as you talk about the employees, I want to ask Anika, do the employees come to the CAC and what are the things that they're looking for? How do you help them?
So one of the first things we did was actually hire a community advocate that is dedicated to supporting the employees of Laura Baker. And we did that for a couple of reasons. We know that people in our community struggle. We all struggle from time to time. And we have often, as an organization, invited people to come to CAC to receive supports such as food, clothing, employment, all the things that Scott mentioned. But we're really trying to think differently about providing better access to people without making them come to us, because it can be really hard to ask for help. Mm-hmm. It can be scary if you don't know CAC, you don't know the organization, you aren't sure what anyone can really do to help. And so the whole spirit behind this is to have a dedicated person that can build relationships that is very much of Laura Baker Services and also very much of CAC, being an employee of CAC, and making those services very accessible outside of our four walls. Mm-hmm. And so certainly we welcome anybody, whether they're a Laura Baker employee or not, to come to CAC to receive food and other things. But really, what this employee is challenged with is to build those relationships to help make it feel safe and comfortable to ask for help. Mm-hmm. And so yes, Laura Baker employees can come to CAC, or they can have their needs met at Laura Baker by a CAC staff person.
And it really comes down to the fact that government funding for places like LBSA are not nearly enough. And that is part of the issues with staffing and retaining people. Is this partnership between the CAC and Laura Baker, is that something that's sustainable?
I think one of the hopes we have with this, and I think this is where the organizational relationship comes in so key to launching this, is really we're starting this as a pilot because we want to see how we work together in this space and what the benefits are. I think both Sandy Gerdes and I have hopes that the outcomes will almost show a return to help keep the program sustainable. Retention issues for any employer, whether that's in the nonprofit sector, whether that's in care centers, or whether that's in business, retention is an expensive issue. Mm-hmm. And so part of this is there might be, and our hope is to see and kind of understand the cost savings, but not just from a cost savings, because when we get into Laura Baker's work and even CAC's work, the power of relationships helps with this kind of collaboration, but the power of relationships is really important at Laura Baker and for the relationships their employees build with their clients. And if we can see those relationships honored over a longer term scale, I think there's a human benefit to this outside of just like figuring out the cost standpoint. There's actually a Laura Baker hopefully being able to reach their mission of really impacting those lives as well.
When did this program start, and when are you going to take a look at it and kind of evaluate things?
CAC and Laura Baker got together maybe 3-4 months ago.
So I mean, this is new.
It's really new. Mm-hmm. And it was just about the fact that we were working in parallel, and yet some of the things we're working on around, especially some crisis intervention, and some of the things we're learning from that work around, kind of especially watching, to be very specific, if somebody loses their housing, trying to kind of pull behind that of like, well, why did they lose their housing? Well, it might be something happened in the family, you have a medical situation, or there's a mental health concern, or something comes up, and all of a sudden there's an income issue. And so those things start to really cascade from, you might lose your housing. Well, if you lose your housing, you're very unlikely to be able to show up for work the next day. And if you're unlikely to show up for work or unable to show up for work the next day, your ability to get back on your feet starts really getting tough. And from our work to really support people to have jobs or find jobs, but also stay employed, mm-hmm. If there's a local employer that's struggling with retention, that's like a shared interest immediately for us. Right. And so just a few months ago, you know, we got together and kind of talked about what we were both experiencing. And then CAC did have an opportunity around being able to just say that we could commit to really launching this as part of our kind of vision and work in the community about being a leader and thinking about how we innovatively and collaboratively tackle shared issues. And so that's where this birthed from, in an original investment from CAC to say, we'll get this off the ground, we'll see how this is going to go, and we're going to think about this constantly. And in a few months, I think we'll have some initial feedback, and then we'll kind of hold, though, for, you know, 6 solid months, hopefully up to a year, where we can just continue to assess if it needs to change, if it's working, and kind of continue to evaluate the new partnership.
There is not necessarily a roadmap to mm-hmm. this, and we want to be able to be flexible and change with the needs that we're uncovering and getting to know. But one thing that we know is the clients are at the center and at the heart of what Laura Baker is all about. And so providing supports to the people that care for the clients is incredibly important to build that trust and relationship between their employees and their clients. That's at the heart of what they do. Mm-hmm. And so we're there as an extra support to help ensure that the employees are healthy and have their needs met so that they can continue to care for the clients of Laura Baker.
And just off the top of my head, it's amazing that the two nonprofits collaborating and getting together, because that's such an important thing to work on, and it speaks volumes to both the CAC and LBSA about working together and for common goals, really. Mm-hmm. I guess the other question would be, because you are both nonprofits, is there a competition for fundraising dollars?
Mm-hmm. I mean, we try really hard not to look at it as a competition. Mm-hmm. And I think these opportunities, while may seem initially I don't know, adding to the complications of that kind of small town fundraising component. This is actually an opportunity, I think, to make it non-competitive, right? And so you think about, from a CAC kind of more conceptual mission of empowering our community to get involved in this type of work, this opportunity and this new partnership means that somebody who's trying to make a difference in their community can actually volunteer, perhaps even at CAC's food shelf, knowing that they might be providing food through a new partnership to an employee who's maybe hitting a tough patch at Laura Baker, who then is, and through this volunteer effort, is actually directly impacting the life of a client at Laura Baker. And it's not either or, it's all of them in this type of partnership. And so they're providing support to CAC, they're providing access to healthy food for people in our community, they're impacting Laura Baker as like an organization and their employees and their clients. And that idea of a multiplier effect is just a really powerful way to do mission-driven work in a small town. And I think it speaks to the trust we have as organizations and as individuals in terms of leadership. And I trust Sandy, and Sandy trusts me, but CAC trusts Laura Baker, and Laura Baker trusts us. And so instead of competing for the kind of fundraising dollars, we're actually seeing this as an opportunity for some of our key funders to actually get excited about how, instead of deciding where certain funds are going, it's actually a both-and approach rather than an either-or.
Wow, that's wonderful. Is there anything else either one of you would like to add?
I would just say, I think one of the things that's really interesting in this type of collaboration and work, and I don't think it's just specific to CAC and Laura Baker, but it's about creating opportunities for people that's a little bit more triangular. And so while Laura Baker can look at an issue like this and say, okay, well, we have some concerns for our employees, what can we do to help with that? Bringing in a partner like CAC in this example means that the employee isn't always talking specifically to their supervisor. And so if you're having some life struggles, now there's kind of a neutral party to talk to. And at the same time, I think for CAC to realize, with our hopes and dreams to make sure people have access to really good employment, Laura Baker is a key employee employer in this town. And so for us to have an immediate partner that, you know, we can't employ everybody, we're not going to look internally to solve employment issues, we're looking to partners. And this for us even provides an opportunity for us to look at a closely aligned organization for possible employment for people as well.
One thing that I think is really unique and exciting about who we've hired is the person we've hired, her name is Nikki McClune. And Nikki worked for Laura Baker for 14 years in the past, and left Laura Baker for a little while. And this is a secondary job for her, but she uniquely understands Laura Baker from an employee standpoint. She understands the culture. She understands some of the challenges that employees face. And so she is, I think, really well positioned to build some very strong relationships and trust there with the employees. And then learning all of the ways in which CAC can wrap supports around, I think is just, it was an opportunity we couldn't have made up.
Yeah, that sounded like a godsend.
Yes,
right there.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, Scott Wapata, Anika Richner, thank you so much for your time, Community Action Center, and in collaboration with Laura Baker Services. Thank you.
Thank you.
In our final segment in our series on Laura Baker Services Association, we'll be talking with Rob Hardy, Angie Eckern, and Mike and Kenna Schultz, individuals who volunteered their time and their talents, enriching the lives of the residents at LBSA and themselves along the way.